Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have a timeout, but they're not using it. 4 seconds. Murray, step back, three-pointer. One goal. Fight for the rebound, Martin, and it's over. The Miami Heat have tied the NBA Finals. What a comeback here on the road for the Heat, and it's one apiece.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Mike Breen company with the call last night on ABC. Oh, this doesn't look terrible, right? The setup though.
Nah, you look
now.
Good.
It's not great.
Nah, you look. This looks really normal. This actually looks like more normal than you would think.
It's not terrible. Is the sound okay with this whatever microphone I'm using here? All right,
yeah,
great.
You're good. Whatever, don't worry about it. People just want to hear us talk. They just want to hear us talk to each other. The audio can be bad. The video can be bad. Could be on any hour of the day. Just like they just want to hear us talk to each other.
All right, so let's do it. I really needed that shot to not go in. So I was very thankful that Jamal Murray missed at the buzzer last night, because that game is a wrap if Murray makes that shot and we end up going to overtime. Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet. Great to be with you here. It is a magnificent Monday. Our pal, the Whale Capper, Drew Densick, will stop by in 20 minutes talking NBA Finals. We'll do some French Open as well with Whale. 8 buckets coming up in hour number 3. We'll continue our discussion on NFL win totals, all our bets for tonight, including the Stanley Cup Final, game number 2 with Florida and Vegas. Major League Baseball as well coming up in the final hour, the power hour of the show. But continuing our analysis right now of the NBA Finals and Miami's win last night on Sunday night over Denver to even up the series at a game apiece. Ken, we went to break, and I had asked you kind of like your early betting thoughts on game number 3. The Nuggets sitting as 2.5-point road favorites, 214.5 the total. Denver minus 140 on the money line, Miami plus 115. Denver now minus 275 to win the finals, Miami at plus 220. I will stick with the same narrative-y breakdown that I've been giving for a while now with Miami. I just don't think they're going to lose. When the chips are down, I have like infinite confidence in Miami to pull it out, to win games, to win a championship. I haven't really seen that in this series, at least from the Denver Nuggets. Again, no surprise to anybody. I'll be on Miami coming up on Wednesday night in game number 3. Feel pretty good about it. I do think the total's interesting, where it's set now closer to game 2 than it was in game number 1. So all of your thoughts, please, coming up game 3 on Wednesday night. And can Miami continue to like make Jokic into a scorer, no matter what Eric Spoelstra wants to say after the game that wasn't the case? It does feel like that was a concerted effort from Miami in game 2.
Yeah, and I know you like Miami and you want to keep playing on them, and like certainly makes sense, and it worked really well last night. I just find myself being like, I don't know where we go from here, because it's normally like when you're handicapping a game or you're handicapping a series or whatever, you're kind of like some of what you think, maybe all of it, is going to be rooted in stuff that you've seen before. So you're going to be like, all right, like here's how this normally tends to go. Like we're pattern seeking creatures, right? Humans. And sometimes you can get into trouble with that stuff. But even if you're, oh, well, like I don't use trends and I don't use patterns or whatever, however you're thinking about betting sports has to be in some part due to like whatever we've seen before. And this is a series, and Miami is a team without precedent. So I don't see this series game to game. If the point spreads are going to be like this, I don't see this as like some kind of awesome betting opportunity, because like I don't have any idea what Miami is. They're nothing like I've seen before. And the point spreads in the markets are staying very similar. 8.5 game 1, 8.5 game 2. We flip home court, 2.5 in game 3. Probably, I'm trying to think about whoever won, if it would be different. Probably just like I guess if Miami won, this would probably be the spread again in game four. But if Denver won, maybe it would be a little less in game four, maybe something like that, with Miami down 2-1 at home. Maybe that would be like a small cosmetic change almost, like a point or something. But like, this is what it's going to be. And then it's going to be 2.5-ish again in game four. And then it's going to be 8.5 in game five. Like, we know what the market, like, this isn't a surprise. Nothing interesting is going to happen in terms of like what these markets are going to be. You kind of just have to decide, like, and you've already made that decision you made a weeks ago. Like, do I buy what's happening here, that this Miami is just going to be some unicorn champion? And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I'm not going to bet on them, but I'm also not going to be against them. Like, I can recognize that something weird's going on here. And so I think if I was going to bet the game, I haven't bet anything yet for game three, with Denver off a loss. And one thing that we haven't talked about a lot is the similarities that this Miami team shares with the bubble team that we made a lot of money on betting, in that this team and that team have a common trait, which is that they're the best fourth quarter teams you've ever seen in your entire life. I think Miami has a negative point differential in the first three quarters over across the entire NBA postseason so far. They're negative first, second, and third quarter, and like plus 90 in the fourth quarter or something like that. I mean, they're just like an outrageously good fourth quarter team. That's how they've been able to make it up to this point. Okay, so you've got Denver off a loss, and you've got a Miami team that's prone to playing really well at the ends of games anyway, despite being at home. I mean, you're going to get Denver in the first quarter, first half of this game at like -1, -1.5, something like that. I think it might just be Denver early, and then maybe it's Miami late. Maybe yes. It's not. But I think it's it's at least Denver early, and then we'll kind of see what happens. I think we just need to, like, you know, blow the dust off of that technique, basically, that that philosophy that we wanted to use, because it's been true for it's the same team. It's the same team, same coach, a lot of the same players, and they're doing it again. Yeah, they're doing it again. I think we got to bet it like that. And if you had bet game two like that, it would have gone swimmingly. It would have gone fantastic. So I don't. That might be how to play the rest of the series, honestly, with me. I don't have a strong opinion on who I think is going to win.
And oh, by the way, Miami outscored Denver in the fourth quarter of game number one also. Well, like, it made the score somewhat respectable. So yep. It's happened in both fourth quarters thus far.
Almost covered.
Here. You bet. Almost.
Almost. Almost. Jovic.
Nikola Jovic, go to hell. You better hear Nick and Ken.
It's a joke. It's like the punchline of some like sketch comedy routine where it's like, well, actually the backdoor cover is going to be decided by Nikola Jovic is actually who's going to decide it. It's like,
Jovic. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Jovic. And then Jamal Murray is actually going to describe it.
You mentioned blow the dust off, which makes me think of blowing the dust off old Nintendo cartridges. If game three of the NBA Finals were titled like a Nintendo game, what would it be? Joker's Revenge?
Yeah. It might try to be
Showdown.
Like, I was going to say like Miami Showdown or like Miami. Something. Tyler writes Heat Rising in our chat.
That's not bad.
Yeah. What would it be? Some kind of like third party, like, character you've never heard of before, kind of this would be what it is? Is it like a platformer?
It's like, I think you play as Jokic. And the final boss, it's like in Zelda 2, where Link fights Shadow Link at the end.
Yeah, you fight yourself.
Nikola Jokic at the end fights Nikola Jovic at the end. Determine who covers the spread at the end of the game.
Every time he goes for a jump up, boss. Jovic does the same thing, except worse. So you just win. Basically, it's attrition. You just do the moves over and over again, and you'll win because he'll be bad at all of them, and you won't be.
I'm excited to ask you this question, and this is less a betting conversation and more just like two sports fans talking about what's going to happen in the NBA Finals. So I understand what you're saying when you're like, I don't see a great betting opportunity. You're doing the smart thing, right? You don't see a great bet to be made, so you're not really interested potentially in making a bet. What does your gut tell you about who's going to win this series? Like, who do you think is actually going to win this series? And if you think it's Miami, I'm not saying you have to bet on it. If you think it's Denver, you don't have to bet on it, obviously. Just who do you think's going to win the series?
I still think Denver's going to win. I mean, I don't feel as stronger about that than the market does. Market thinks Denver's going to win too. They dropped a home game already in the series. They're -275 at BetMGM. I mean, I have to think that their chances of winning are even greater than that to want to bet this right now. And I don't. They absolutely still have the best player in the series, and it's not close. And they have home court, like they had home court at the start of the series, I mean, and their home court advantage is very strong, despite the fact they lose last night. Like, if it gets to game five, they're gonna be a huge favorite. If it gets to game seven, they're gonna be a huge favorite. Like, those things matter. And I really like Butler is contributing and doing like some pretty awesome things. And you could tell he's like trying to make a huge impact with playmaking. And there's a lot of possessions where he just kind of like sits in the corner, to be honest. And it's really obvious. Like he basically is telling you that he's not 100% and that, you know, something's going on, basically probably his ankle injury. The longer the series goes, like, say what you want about Denver, they didn't defend very well. They haven't been a great defensive team the whole season, by the way. This is their weakness, the thing that they're not very good at. And Porter is one of the people who was involved in that a lot of the time all year, and that's been the story of his career. He's gotten better and better and better, so he's not terrible anymore, but it happens all the time. And the longer it goes, I mean, so say what you want about Denver, like, they are still fully healthy. And like Jokic is still like 100%, and he's the best player in the series. And usually the finals are decided this way. So maybe it just takes forever. Maybe it just takes. And I know you mentioned if it's game seven, you would really like Miami just because like they've been nails in those kinds of like dramatic situations. And those players have been there a bunch. I mean, if it gets to game seven, like Denver will be a huge favorite. So I most likely guess for what happens. I'll say Denver in seven or something like that. If Denver came out and railroaded them, would I be like really surprised? Probably only because Miami's managed to carry the shooting into this series too. And now that they've done that and it's here and it's just like, I guess it's just going to be this again, then we're probably in for a longer series, honestly. I still think Denver wins. I don't feel confident enough remotely to bet on it. And I have really like kind of like written off trying to figure out Miami. Like I would rather just spend my money on other things and watch the games and bet other things, bet Miami fourth quarter, bet Nuggets first quarter, first half, bet props or something as we go. We'll talk about Hero and he's going to, you know, if he's going to play, what that means. Just like, I'd rather bet that stuff than try to like solve whether this Miami thing is going to end with a championship.
What about the total come, and we'll do a lot more on this because obviously like we got a late start here with my tactical issues here. What about the total in game three, Ken, being 214.5, the same as it was in game number two, obviously goes over.
Yeah, I just, I think it should be going down as the series goes along, even if it's not like a consistent downward trend, like that's where we should be headed. And it's like, we know what Miami wants to do. Like a lot of the things that they worked out and ironed out, there's that great conversation with like Riley and Spoelstra and some of the assistants in the stands. Somebody took a picture during practice. Like, I wonder what those guys are talking about. Probably the smartest basketball things imaginable. And one thing that they're like really big on is don't let Denver run. Never, ever, ever let Denver run. Don't do that. And can't do it all the time, but that's the goal. And again, like if one team is diametrically opposed to the game going over and it only goes over because they shoot 49% from three, then I think the total's like moving in the right direction. I don't know, like lean under, I guess. But again, I think everything's working fine here.
And Jokic did acknowledge that, Ken, after the game last night, saying like Miami basically goaded us into playing their type of game.
Yep.
That's not the game that we want to play. We don't want to slow it down. So I think they'll have a concerted effort to try and pick up the pace, at least early in the game. But I love I want to play this like we played the Super Bowl. Eagles first half, Chiefs to win. That's how I'm looking to play this. Nuggets early, Miami Heat late. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We'll start the hour talking NBA Finals and a little French Open with our pal, Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.